Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's supposedly 19 days until the world ends. December 21st is 19 days away. And I've got a bunch of articles here where people are freaking out, not sleeping, not paying their bills, not going to work. Quite a few people think Planet X, Nibiru, will be hitting the Earth. Of course, there are hundreds of thousands of amateur astronomers who can find tiny asteroids millions of miles away. But we here are to believe that Nibiru is going to be smashing into us because the Mayans said so. By the way, the Mayans did not say so. And that this huge planet is very close to us in the solar system. In fact, it's already closer than Mars, and it's going to kill all of us. So I guess that's it. 19 days to live. Sayonara, as they say. A planetary seppuku is in the offing. Okay, let's get serious here. We're going to be breaking down the so-called fiscal cliff. Excuse me, I said 19 days. It's 18 days. I guess because they're going on the other side of the world when the days start. I guess in other parts of the world it is 18 days. It's 19 where I'm at. But 18 days, 1 hour, 58 minutes, and we're all dead. Boom, you're dead. The evil, it's one of my favorite sayings, will be killing us. It's like you're dead. Boom, you're dead if you don't give Al Gore all of your money through the carbon taxes. Okay, so we're going to be going over some of that today. But seriously, more of this humor is just gallows jest because I saw this about a week ago at DrudgeReport.com. We wrote articles about it at InfoWars.com. So did the New American Magazine. So did the Weekly Standard. And it's all documented that the end of the free internet as we know it is here. In fact, guys, I forgot to print this because I saw this in the stack and it reminded me that this is coming to a head. And then we printed a couple articles. But will you print me the CNET, because that's CBS, the Declan McCullough, there's a bunch of them, breaking down that the Cybersecurity Act is basically a Russian-style or Chinese-style censorship. And then they go bullet point by bullet point. Just so you know, it's not Alex Jones saying it. I mean, I've been telling you this for over a decade because I was actually reading what Internet 2 conferences were saying, meeting around the world. I was actually reading what the UN was saying. But now it's here. They're going to try to implement web taxes, web IDs, web tracking, automatic killing your computer if they claim you've downloaded something that it is copyright. And we've seen massive abuse of that out there. And Politico has written an attack piece on Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com, acting like it's just Matt Drudge saying this, or that Matt Drudge is saying this in a vacuum, when all Matt Drudge is doing is linking to the even mainstream media documenting this. But pro-globalist, and you've got to say Politico is that to a great extent, they always have to act like none of this is happening. Oh, you think there's a mega banking takeover happening? You think there's a world government being announced, you crazy people? Yeah, that Alex Jones, he believes in Bilderberg and other imaginary things, you know, stuff like this. And that's why you've become passé. More and more, people like Politico try to pose like they're alternative, you know, or new media. No, they're not. It's like Newsweek with the Daily Beast. So we've got that report I want to get into what the fiscal cliff really means. Obama wants retroactive tax increases, and he wanted to be given dictatorial power over that process. And so we'll tell you how they're going to hold us all hostage coming up. We got a bunch of special reports we're going to premiere here as well. Stay with us. Tell your friends and family. Tune in.
Millions of people are going to...
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, the second day of December 2012, only 18 days and a few hours until the mainstream media and Hollywood says we're all dead. And then I've seen mainstream news articles the last few years saying that I'm saying 2012 is the end of the world, and I've never said any such thing. It is an absolute hoax. There is no Planet X coming to kill us on the 21st. But at any time, a giant world war could break out using nuclear weapons. Most defense analysts admit that we're in more danger now than at the height of the Cold War or even the Cuban missile crisis. And so there are real threats to humanity taking place going on out there, but certainly not 2012. And before I get into all of the news on the fiscal cliff and what's really behind that and the big announcement that countries are banding together worldwide under the UN and the IMF and World Bank to censor the internet, we've known this has been coming for a long time. And I want to decipher really the propaganda out there by Politico and others saying there's nothing to worry about. Kind of like they said, there's no carbon taxes at the Copenhagen meeting. And then it turned out there were giant carbon taxes they were pushing. It's the same thing over and over again. Or Obama saying, I don't want to increase taxes on the general public. And it turns out that's exactly what he's demanding now. With the fiscal cliff is where they hold us hostage with all these entitlements and then shell us on accepting new taxes and expanded taxes and retroactive taxes. So all of that is coming up. But on the 2012 issue, here's the Daily Mail. NASA warns Mayan apocalypse stories pose threat to frightened children and suicidal teenagers. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration warns that the 2012 Mayan apocalypse rumors pose a real-life threat to frightened children and depressed teenagers. Some say they can't eat or too worried to sleep, while others say that they are suicidal, according to NASA astrobiologist David Morrison. The apocalypse rumors began with claims that Nibiru, a rogue 10th planet discovered by the Sumerians, will crash into Earth on December 21st, killing everyone. And again, there are hundreds of thousands of amateur astronomers that find more stuff in the Kuiper Belt, but even things closer in, asteroids and things in the asteroid belt, even small asteroids or asteroids coming close to the Earth. Believe me, folks, if a planet was 18 days out, moving at a normal orbital speed for this solar system, it would be giant, looming in the night sky, bigger than Mars, bigger than Jupiter. This is so ridiculous. And it's the mainstream media and Hollywood that have fostered and pushed all this. And then every time I've got some national, you know, Nightline or whoever down here visiting us or CBS, they always ask me stuff like, well, is the world going to be ending? You know, you're a big pusher of 2012. I'm like, no, I'm not. Never have been. Always said it was bull for 17 years on air. And And that's what's so frustrating about this is the corporate dinosaur prostitute deceptive media, the state-run media, the globalist foreign banker-run media, the collaborator trader media, the dumbed-down repeater media that just takes press releases from government corporations and lazily regurgitates it back out at us. They have so effectively dumbed down the population in the last 100 years of this intensifying and television and the whole decadent culture that they'll probably get away with it. So, but remember, it's never been the mass of bleeding sheep that actually affect the destiny of human. Visions of the internet are versus what it's basically grown into. Russians demand broad UN role in net governance, leak reveals CNET News. UN calls for anti-terror internet surveillance, CNET News. UN takeover of the internet must be stopped, CNET News. Even worse than SOPA, new CISPA cybersecurity bill will censor the web. That's Russian news admitting it. Because cybersecurity ties into this. Obama has actually been going along with this while putting out rhetoric that he's not exactly for the UN takeover. Just like his lawyers wrote the NDAA, indefinite detention of the American people, just open, no doubt, 200-proof tyranny. 110% evil. And then whenever it looked like it was about to be beaten, he came out and said, well, A, I'm against it, and B, I'm going to veto it. And then it turned out he'd written it. That came out in congressional testimony. His lawyers had, because senators were getting blamed for it. And they said, look, here's the letter from the head White House counsel. Obama has called senators demanding we do this, and that he is a lawyer and is a constitutional lawyer. We played the clips from the Senate floor, helped write this. So don't blame me. We don't want this in there. So, of course, Obama's acting like, out of one side of his mouth, he's not for this because he's there to deceive you. I've got an article here out of Fox News. Angry New Yorkers, just to show how this ties together, say Obama pledged to cut red tape ignored by FEMA. They've still got 800 giant government housing facilities in New York alone with tens of thousands no power. Areas of New Jersey still don't have power. And the government's using Agenda 21, global zoning, to say, oh, all over the New Jersey coast, you can't rebuild your house or hotel because it's bad for the earth. You're not allowed to build anymore on your own property. They'll buy you off pennies on the dollar and turn around a few years later and let megacorporations move in. This is what corrupt fascistic government is all about. Fascistic, authoritarian, crony, insider, monopoly, fraud, mafia government at the top. That's really what it is. They're exempt from all the rules and laws they pass globally. They're outside of that. They don't pay taxes. They don't pay corporate taxes. They don't pay individual taxes. They're all exempt or pay almost zero tax, all these top globalists. And that's well admitted. All the EU bureaucrats, zero taxes. Just type in EU bureaucrats pay no tax. And they write the law to have 80% tax now in France that is the model of the world. They say the model of the EU, that they want to merge the EU with Russia. That's now being announced over the weekend. I have that up at Infowars.com. Mainstream news announcing that. Russian press releases out of the Russian government. And then, of course, they've already started in 2007. It's in my film Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Merging the European Union with the American Union that Bush signed in 2005 at Waco, Texas, with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin. Do you understand we're already under global governance? It's like they celebrated the 60th anniversary of the European Union in 2007. Did you hear what I just said? They celebrated in all 25 member states. Literally no one showed up for the parades and the fireworks in every major capital in Europe. They don't care, though. Taxpayers paid for it. Jugglers, floats, you name it. No one lining the streets. 60-year anniversary in 2007. I thought the euro started in 2000. No, it started in a trade agreement in 1957, the Treaty of Rome. Go read it. And look, that's my point. We're already under a global corporate governance. Read our article, banks declare they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. Dozens of video links and text links to the heads of the EU, the heads of the State Department here, all announcing we're under global government. The Pentagon has been told that they now work for foreign banks and that America has been dissolved. That's why this year Obama, three separate times, told Congress, you don't launch wars. We don't care what you do. The UN gives us orders along with NATO. And speaking of that, when we come back, that's mainstream news. I'm going to cover it. Obama says he's going to take the power of the purse away from Congress. You can't make this up. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,730.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,773.27, $886.64 for a half ounce, or $443.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,773.27, $886.64, and $443.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and let's go ahead now and get into the fiscal cliff. This is what they do. The globalists have done this in hundreds of countries, third world countries, first world countries, old world countries. Who are they? They are the central private megabanks that have gotten the control over the issuance of currency and credit to themselves. They can release unlimited derivatives, unlimited fiat. They can do whatever they want, but they get real wealth by getting you in debt and your country in debt and then tricking you to wave your assets over to them. And going over these articles here, Boehner, flabbergasted by Geithner offer. What was the offer last Friday? The public offer? In letters and a visit to Congress, it was give the president the power of the purse to raise the national debt limit whenever he wants and let Congress basically waive that power and hand it over to them. And then the president couldn't be overridden but by a two-thirds majority, which is almost impossible to get in the House and Senate in the Congress. Pretty much an absolute shutdown. Speaker John Boehner said he was flabbergasted with the White House's initial proposal to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. The Ohio Republican said he told Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, "You can't be serious," when the lead White House negotiator presented the plan to the GOP congressional leaders last week. Boehner detailed his reaction in an exclusive interview with Fox News Sunday Chris Wallace. He called the administration proposal that included $1.6 trillion in tax increases, $400 billion in unspecified tax cuts, and a bevy of additional stimulus spending nonsense. 3 weeks have been wasted with this nonsense. And again, just like they held everybody hostage 4 years ago in 2008, and you can go look at the congressional testimony where the Secretary of the Treasury, Paulson, threatened martial law and taking the stock market to zero, basically, the Dow Jones, if they didn't give the megabanks unlimited trillions of dollars, not the $887 billion you were told about, but a wide open window from the Federal Reserve, open market window, unlimited zero percent credit for the megabanks so they could loan it out to us at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% in some cases. Just amazing. And they hold Europe hostage like this, and they say, you've got to give us trillions of dollars. You've got to raise taxes on everybody. You've got to destroy your economy, or we won't bail you out. And it continues here. And again, the banks are the ones being bailed out by the people, but then they are the ones bailing out the countries. It's just total, total fraud. Here's Senator Hatch. Obama fiscal proposal, classic bait and switch, the Hill newspaper. The top-ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee accused President Obama of pulling a bait and switch this week with the administration's proposed deal to avert the so-called fiscal cliff. What Obama proposed this week was a classic bait and switch on the American people, a tax increase double the size of what he campaigned on, billions of dollars in new stimulus spending, and an unlimited, unchecked authority to borrow from the Chinese, Senator Orrin Hatch said in Saturday's weekly GOP address. Maybe I've missed it, but I don't recall him asking for any of that during the presidential campaign. These ideas are so radical that they have already been rejected on the bipartisan basis by Congress. On Thursday, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was dispatched to Capitol Hill to share Obama's plan with House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. The deal included a $1.6 trillion in tax hikes, and it goes over all that, double what Obama had previously said. Now, here's the biggest problem that I'd like to add to all of this. They're now talking about a 1 or 2 year retroactive 5 to 10% tax increase on households making more than $250,000 a year. So that means if mommy and daddy both make over $125,000 a piece. And by the way, folks, that's not rich. They've made this country so poor with devalued dollars. Making $200,000 today is about like making, you know, $50,000 in the 1970s, ladies and gentlemen. Money is not what it used to be, obviously, with the ongoing march of inflation due to the Federal Reserve and their inflationary activities. But that's the biggest issue financially. Look, they know when they raise taxes all over Europe, it would put the economy into a tailspin and into cardiac arrest. They knew when California passed giant 20%+ carbon taxes 2 years ago, that would cause a fleeing from California by businesses of all types. They don't care. In fact, they want to destroy the economy and then get more people on the welfare rolls, or only businesses can survive that get government subsidies or who wrote the regulations to exempt themselves. See, we're going into a mafia form of government. Now, that's the worst financial news. If you look at the political news, you've got the UN and NATO commanding our military. You've got Obama shutting down the power plants that are owned by General Electric and a handful of other companies, the coal power plants. If you're General Electric, you can burn dirty. It doesn't even matter. If you're clean burning and only carbon dioxide and water comes up the top, if you're not a globalist, you're shut down. Many areas of the country have already seen 30-40% increases the last 3.5 years. Places like Austin have seen a doubling on average. You're talking about another doubling in the next 4 years. I mean, just type in Austin power to double again. You'll get Austin Energy admitting it themselves. Those are low estimates. And I'm just using where I live, folks. This is bank robbery. People think of only robbing banks with a gun. No, the real way to rob things is controlling regulations, shutting down your competition, exempting yourself. But now Obama wants dictatorial power to increase debt. And John Cornyn of Texas, again, told Fox News, it's profoundly irresponsible. So that's a crazy idea. And I'm amazed Secretary Geithner had the courage to float it. And what is it? Kurt Nemo breaks it down with links to Geithner's own statements and releases, and it says Obama wants dictatorial power to increase debt. The former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and current Treasury boss Tim Geithner has informed Republicans that Obama wants absolute authority to increase national debt, taking the power away from Congress. And we've got traitors in Congress saying, oh, yeah, we'll hand that authority over to you so everyone gets used to the president launching wars, increasing taxes, doing signing statements that become executive orders on law, hiring nothing but foreign lobbyists to run things. And folks, just this week, the Transportation Committee in the House wanted to call the head of the TSA, Pistole, up before him. And he wrote him a letter saying, you do not have jurisdiction over us in the executive bureaucracy. Folks, if you didn't know, in the Constitution, it states over and over again, Congress is where the bills start. Everybody remembers Schoolhouse Rock in the 70s, don't you? About how the bill goes there and they levy the bill and they levy the taxes and the Congress, you know, commissions the officers and declares the wars. Because you can't just let the president appoint his own military men. He'll do a coup d'etat like Julius Caesar or Adolf Hitler. I mean, this happens over and over again. Or Hugo Chavez or Joe Stalin. This is what's amazing me. I mean, this is what's absolutely blowing me away here, is that we are going into a dictatorship, and it's not even a dictatorship of Obama. They come and go. But the office itself, run by foreign interests, is dictatorial. None of us are safe under this. We'll continue on the other side, tying this into the economy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is the GCN Radio Network.
Shotgun.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are live on the second day of December 2012. And we now have over 140 AM and FM affiliates between the weekday show and the Sunday show. In fact, it's even more than that right now. And I am very thankful to all of our stations. And I'm going to start every Sunday spending a few minutes starting next week. It's up to my great crew to remind me to get this ready every week and have one of our affiliates in focus here on air and talk about some of the things that those stations offer and have. And I'm going to do that for the weekday affiliates. A lot of them cross over. But what happens is stations pick up the Sunday show, and invariably within a few months, we're on the station weeknights and then live within 6 months, weekdays. So that is the pattern, and that's why I started doing this Sunday show now 6 years ago. I've been on talk radio for now 16 years, started out on Access Television 17 years ago, and it's a true American success story, and I appreciate all of you putting up with me over the years as we've grown and tried to learn more about how this world really works. And I think, unfortunately, it's been proven that we've been extremely accurate chronicling what's going on. And it is a good sign that we're getting on so many stations showing America starting to actually wake up. But it's also a bad sign that things have gotten so bad that and the globalists have gotten so overt in what they're doing that now world government is just out in the open. Private corporate world government, anti-free market. Remember that. Okay, I want to go to a special report here in a moment. We got several more coming up. When we start the next hour, I'm going to get into the UN takeover of the Internet. And, I mean, that's complete mainstream news. But they admit the UN's taking it over, but if you don't like it, you're still an extremist. And the UN, by the way, does call for restrictions on free speech. In Article 29 and Article 30 of their Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it says you have all these great rights, rights to other people's money, right to have your guns taken, rights to socialism, basically, rights to collectivism, rights to education, all this other baloney. But then it says, unless the UN says, and then it can anytime it wants turn those off. And that brings me to this next big point that ties into all of the deception that we're seeing. And I actually fell for this on Friday. On November 30th, I actually fell for this because I like Rand Paul. I know Rand Paul for about 14 years, and I supported him for the Senate run. I think he's a good guy overall. But he does need to respond to this on Monday. Because I saw the press release and I saw the media cover it, that the NDAA secret arrest provisions of the American people had been repealed. And I went on air and because of who was saying it, and I trusted it, even though it was mainstream media, quoting Rand Paul. And it's not true. Not true. And I see even Alex Jones gets sucker punched because and maybe that happened to Rand. I mean, remember in 2008 when the NATO launched a sneak attack on Russian-held areas of northern Georgia, south of Abkhazia and Abkhazia? I went on air that day and said, Russia has attacked. And then all of a sudden they ran in with all these foreign reports, and a week later our media admitted that NATO had actually snuck attack with Georgian forces. But, I mean, just the level of deception. It was like Obama saying, I'm against the NDAA, and it turned out he actually and his people wrote it. And he said he wouldn't sign it, and he did. It's mind-bending, mind-boggling sometimes to see all of this. But sure enough, LouRockwell.com, they did the analysis on Friday, and since then it's been confirmed. It says, unless an act of Congress expressly authorizes such detention, which the last act of Congress did. So it says they're not allowed to secretly arrest and disappear you. Unless there's an act of Congress saying it, which the last act of Congress, NDAA, from December 31st, 2011, remember that Obama signed, passed 2 days before that, December 29th it was, that Obama signed it New Year's Eve, December 31st. So, and the average person is not a lawyer. And doesn't know what they're reading here, but it's been looked at. Now there's a bunch of constitutional law groups out saying just new levels of deception. Don't worry, we're not going to secretly arrest you. Don't worry, we're not listening to you without warrants. Remember that 5 years ago? And now they go, we listen to everything you do illegally. Shut up. This is how these globalists operate now, and it is absolutely, thoroughly disgusting. Again, we're going to get into a report on Manchurian candidate mind control that mainstream media has been picking up concerning the Batman shooter now. When we come back to the next segment, and then I'm going to get into globalist propaganda airing on our airwaves with taxpayer money, and I'm going to get into the UN takeover of the Internet, as I mentioned, on this Sunday news blitz every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, there's the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The government can still blackbag any American. The Senate passed the much ballyhooed Feinstein-Lee Amendment last night, which supposedly partially nullifies the provision in the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, allowing Americans to be kidnapped by the government, blackbagged, you know, bag over the head, going to a van, and disappear, which they do all over the world, other people, priming the pump, without any charge or due process, including being taken to torture centers like the Benghazi center down the street from where the ambassador got killed. Oh, yeah, the torture continues. Senator Rand Paul put out a press release declaring victory, but as Congressman Justin Amash points out, the wording of the amendment effectively codifies tyranny. And they also, New American Magazine picked this up, but also Associated Press. It also gets rid of posse comitatus. The new reauthorization is even worse, saying, yeah, no, troops can't arrest for political reasons and disappear American citizens. Well, that's already in the Army manual. In fact, I forget the exact code of it. You guys type in Army manual, reeducation. And I can, it says how they'll round us up, how they'll put us in re-education camps. That's from 2010, declassified this year. So it's all right here. And it's for you. Remember, the entire Homeland Security training system, from the Homeland Security documents that we've broken repeatedly, the MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports, you remember those, saying returning veterans, the number one terror threat, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, land rights activists, Christians who believe in the second coming of Christ, the entire military, the entire police force, they had a drill this weekend in Austin. There was even a press release put out. And we're so conditioned by this, we didn't even, I said send reporters on Friday, but I'm told it didn't happen, which is okay, people deserve a day off. But the reporters were telling me about it and showed me the press release where the city of Austin was practicing with the feds for a terror attack, a dirty bomb attack, and guess how it started? Libertarians. The libertarians are rioting, and then a dirty bomb goes off. I mean, that's that. They have drills where homeschoolers, people dressed up in camouflage, attack the elementary school, and it's cops dressed up saying that they're militias against government schools, and they come in and scare the kids and then tell the parents, well, we've got to do this. It's all part of a demonization. Like, there it is. Internment resettlement operations for the United States, February 2010, FM 3-39.40. Thank you. Good job, guys. There you go. Or the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, just type that in. You'll be at Army.mil. Or the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Or the Clergy Response Team Program for Martial Law, or the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I mean, I'm telling you, the FEMA camps, where they're at, how they operate, hundreds of thousands of jail guards now trained and ready. And, you know, they take you back in the camp, rape your family, pull your teeth out with pliers. It's what they do overseas at black sites, what they're training for here in the United States. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I am here on the radio every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I am so busy during the breaks going over all this news that I'm coming in later and later on these segments. I need to come in a little bit quicker there. I apologize, but I'm just pouring over all this news, and the TSA head won't go before Congress because he says they don't have jurisdiction over him. And Obama is telling Congress, just give the power of the purse over to me, and you can blame me for bringing us into debt. Because he doesn't care. He's a Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan frontman, just like Mitt Romney was on record. And Congress will end up getting held hostage when the economy starts shutting down, when the welfare checks aren't showing up, or when the credits aren't showing up in the welfare cards. And they will hold us hostage. They can drop the stock market. They can do any number of things. Hold us hostage. I was listening to Bloomberg Radio earlier this year, off and on when they were talking about the EU crisis, and they were bragging with top bankers and hedge fund managers on there that, listen, we can hold Europe hostage. They will raise taxes to pay off the derivatives, or we will simply drop their markets and give them no credit. Again, the countries have no credit because they've signed on to the bankers' derivatives fraud. And then they do this Svengali trick where there's $16 trillion debt, which sounds big compared to the $644 trillion of the $1,500 trillion, that the Washington Post 2 years ago. That isn't Alex Jones saying that. I remember in Obama deception that we made almost 4 years ago. That's like prophecy now. It's free online. I mean, it all came true because we knew what their battle plan was. Like, we had the playbook of the coach before the game and exactly what they were going to do. If X happens, they do Y. And that's a very frustrating thing, to sit here and to know the facts, do the research, know you're right, know what they're going to do, and know that they get on the radio. Well, it's TV with a radio feed. I was listening to it on XM. And in multiple shows, hear them brag that, oh, we've conquered Europe. We've conquered the U.S. There's no way they'll get away, you know, from us. We'll just drop the stock market. And they write this in news articles. Anybody who's an investor and reads this stuff, you see it out there. They admit it on CNBC. They admit it in even Time Magazine. And I'm sitting here while megabanks brag they've conquered me. They've signed me over to all their fake debt that they created as a millstone around the neck, as a giant ball and chain around the people of Europe and the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand's necks. They've taken the wealthy West, signed us on to their debt, and they tell us, well, it's your debt. You know, all these welfare people, $16 trillion debt. $16 trillion when almost 3 years ago, the Washington Post admitted $644 trillion in derivatives that the United States has signed on to. That's our global share of the 1.5 quadrid. And by the way, guys, I forget the exact Washington Post headline, but if you type in $644 trillion, or maybe 645, memory, type in $645 trillion derivatives, Washington Post, and then you can show them the article. Because what's amazing is Tarpley said all those numbers. He's an economist and a doctor of history. He said all those numbers a year and a half before an Obama deception, and then that was before those numbers had been made public by the GAO and others and the Treasury, and then they were exactly accurate. But that's a side issue. They've signed us on, and of course it's grown, the derivatives. They've taken bailout money and leveraged it again to the power of 200, 300 times in some cases, usually about 100 times. They took the bailout money, your money, and they put it back into derivatives. Derivatives are much bigger than they were 4 years ago in 2008 when they held us all hostage. Remember that in October of 2008? And so it's so frustrating to sit here and to see this happening. And they'll just say, oh, my gosh, the stock market's plunging. We've got to have these trillions of dollars or it's all over. Now, I'm going to go to a special report here because we covered all this at the time a few months ago when James Holmes reportedly shot the people at the suburb of the Colorado movie theater. They're in a suburb of Denver, Aurora. And he was in a government DARPA mind control program. That was in the Denver Post. And he had his whole house and money and his apartment and everything paid for by government grants. And he was assigned to an Air Force psychiatrist who'd been the head of the entire, you know, Air Force PSYOPs operation in Texas. And she'd been assigned. And there was this big folder that she had where he was saying he would do all this, but that was never given to the police. And then the police didn't want it in the upcoming trial. And you add all this together, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then people reporting multiple flashbang smoke bombs and people letting him in and the theater announcing there's a shooting and all this. It fit the MO of real programs of mind control. And now inmates that were with him are coming out and saying that he said he was under mind control. And then the police say, no, there were no inmates around him. But then their own reports at the time said he was put in next to other inmates who hurt him in the cells. So this thing stinks to high heaven to get our guns. If they staged Fast and Furious, they'd stage this. Let's go ahead and go to this report by David Knight from InfoWars Nightly News, one of our great reporters breaking this down.
I'm David Knight with the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, yesterday, two related stories broke on Drudge Report and elsewhere nationally. The first one was from InfoWars.com, and it talked about an update to the Batman shooter killings. Now, in that update, an inmate told by James Holmes that he was programmed to kill by an evil therapist. He felt like he was in a video game, and he said music from the soundtrack was a trigger for him to kill. Now, the other story concerns the death of a CIA scientist in 1953. Now, both sides agree that Dr. Frank Olson died from a fall through a closed window with the curtains drawn at the high-rise Statler Hotel. They also agree that he was given 9 days earlier a brandy that was laced with LSD in a CIA meeting. But after 60 years, Frank Olson's family has filed suit alleging that the CIA murdered their father because he was going to resign. Why would he resign? Because he was horrified by the biological and chemical experiments that he had witnessed while working at the CIA. Now, a 2009 book titled A Terrible Mistake, The Murder of Frank Olson and the CIA's Secret Cold War Experiments by H.P. Albarelli does an excellent job of chronicling not only the death of Dr. Olson, but the key roles that Nazi war criminals and Japanese war criminals played in developing these programs for the CIA. It also discusses the origins of the MK Ultra program and the assassination programs that the CIA created at that time. Now, one of the problems I have with the book is that it takes the naive position that these experiments have stopped. Really? Do we really have a kinder and gentler CIA? Well, yes, 20 years after Dr. Olson's murder, some of the dark secrets of the CIA were revealed during the Church Committee as well as the Rockefeller Commission hearings. You may recall then-director of the CIA, William Colby, demonstrating a heart attack gun.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
But the CIA and many in power at the time were very angry about that. And William Colby was replaced by George H.W. Bush. The Olson family had at that time been looking for justice for 20 years. And in the background, some familiar names were obstructing that justice. Donald Rumsfeld was then the White House chief of staff. And Dick Cheney was a White House assistant. And it was discovered 10 years ago by a history researcher in the President Ford Library that the two of them were conspiring in memos to cover up Dr. Frank Olson's death. This is what they found in a memo between Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld. The Olson lawyers will seek to explore all the circumstances of Dr. Olson's employment, as well as those concerning his death. In any trial, it may become apparent that we're concealing evidence for national security reasons, and any settlement or judgment reached thereafter could be perceived as money paid to cover up the activities of the CIA. Well, in fact, they did pay money to the Olson family during the Ford administration. It was kind of hush money, but what the family really wanted was justice. What the family really wanted was truth. And there hasn't been a change of heart at the CIA. There really wasn't even a change of regime and power. Rumsfeld and Cheney were still players at the time of September 11th. And the Bushes had significant ties to Bill Laden. Right. Now, the book, A Terrible Mistake.
Great job, David Knight. The full report is up at InfoWars.com right now and posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, but that's part of it. We've got more special reports. We'll air in total coming up in the second hour straight ahead. Folks, the CIA is run by foreign banks. It runs giant torture camps worldwide on record where children are tortured in front of their parents, okay? The CIA is not America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be...